This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a bunch of stuff Congress has on its plate in the next week or so. Before they adjourn to go home and campaign to keep their jobs, lawmakers have to figure out how they want to vote on the president's plan to deal with ISIS. They have to agree on a plan to keep the government up and running come October the 1st. And that's even without counting the big stuff like immigration and tax reform. It is a lot, especially when you work a three-day week. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
All right. First of all, I want to thank everybody for being here today.
Congressman Rick Nolan is standing behind a podium outside the Capitol. The Minnesota Democrat unveiled legislation this week that would make Congress do something radical. Stay in Washington 5 days a week.
As many of you know, I served back in the 70s.
Yeah, he said the 70s. Nolan first served in Congress from 1975 to 81. More than three decades later, he ran again and won. A lot has changed on Capitol Hill. For one, political pros now tell members of Congress they need to spend 30 hours a week raising money when they're in Washington. Nolan says they never had to do that before, and they were in Washington Monday through Friday. Now, Nolan says, members breeze in for just 3 days, usually Tuesday through Thursday.
But with everybody flying in and flying out for three nights and a day and a half of work, I mean, it's an absurdity.
But some members of Congress say, hey, we need those long weekends home in our districts. We're still working, holding meetings with constituents. Deb Detmers is district director for Congressman John Shimkus, a Republican from Illinois. She says sometimes when she's driving the congressman around in the district, they listen to talk radio and roll their eyes.
And, you know, you'll hear something on the radio about, you know, these guys are the do-nothing Congress and they're back home on vacation. And, you know, you picked him up at 6:30 that morning and it's 7 o'clock at night.
Congressman Nolan says, yes, district work is important, but why not come to Washington for 3 weeks straight, then take a week in your district? If Congress were a company with these types of conflicts, it would turn to someone like corporate efficiency expert Daniel Markovitz, president of Markovitz Consulting. Markovitz says if Congress were his client,
I would throw up my hands in despair.
But after he gets over the shock of thinking of the government as a corporation, Markovitz has an idea. More face-to-face time for warring Republicans and Democrats.
And if I were running a business that had two factions, whether it's the East Coast office and the West Coast office, if I were trying to bridge a divide like that, I would think that face-to-face time is absolutely essential.
Markovitz says maybe members of Congress could even socialize with each other. Congressman Nolan says he did go camping and hunting with other representatives back in the day, but he doesn't have anybody to hang out with now.
And, you know, you hear people say, the members of Congress need to go out and have a pop or a beer together. Hell, we just need to come and work together to start with.
But you have to remember, the writers of Congress's corporate charter, the Constitution, they didn't want Congress to be efficient. They wanted democracy to be messy and slow, with lots of debate. Not exactly what a lean corporation needs. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.